先一同来读一些主的话。
Let us start by reading a portion of Scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Chapter 5.
零后第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
我们从十七节读到二十一节
We will read from verse 17 to verse 21
还是我先用中文读然后弟兄用英文读
We will read in Chinese first and then English
或者这样啊读中文的弟兄姊妹你如果愿意的话呢跟我一起来读好吧
Or those who read in Chinese, you can read at the same time.
对，我们一起来。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里，叫世人与自己和好。不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ as through God we were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Romans chapter 5,
Romans chapter 5,
verse 10 and 11.
因
为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Let us now turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1.
第二十一节和二十节，从二十节到二十二节。
From verse 20 to verse 22.
哥罗西书啊，第一章，二十节。
Colossians 1:20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是天上的、地上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him, holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
我们最后看以弗所书。
Now let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第二章我们从十四节读到十六节
Let us read verse 14 through 16.
以弗所书二章十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by having put to death the enmity.
刚才我们读到哥林多后书第五章。
Earlier we read 2 Corinthians 5.
那里讲到神要我们成为他的使者。
It mentions that we are to be God's apostles.
做什么事呢？就要使人与神和好。
And what do we do? We are supposed to reconcile man to God.
当然，如果我们要能使人与神和好。
And of course, if we want to reconcile man to God.
首先呢，我们要知道什么叫做与神和好。
We must first understand what it means.To have peace with God.
我们自己首先要与神和好。
We must first be reconciled to God.
我昨天晚上已经说过。
Last night I already mentioned.
这个与神这个小小的词。
This phrase, with God.
里面包含了很重要的一个属灵的原则。
It encompasses many important spiritual principles.
就是我们侍奉神。
When we serve God.
不是我们主动，也不是我们被动。
It's not that we are passive or that we're active.
正确的领悟是在被动中的主动。
But the proper thing is to be passively active.
因为只有神先动，然后我们才能积极的配合。
Because only God moves first, and then we cooperate.
我们知道我们的神从来不被动。
We know that our God is never passive.
他也从来不消极的。
And he is never too aggressive.
他如果要做什么事情，一定是他主动。
If he is going to do something, he will definitely take the initiative.And because he moves first,
所以呢，我们才能有积极的配合。
And then we can immediately cooperate.
这是在侍奉上、生活上非常重要的一个原则。
And this is a very important point in this matter of service.
我觉得这个原则呢，虽然是很容易明白。
And although this principle may be easy to understand,
但是你看今天，无论教会历史或今天地上神儿女的服事。
If we look throughout church history or we see the service among God's children,
我们常常犯规的。
We are often in the wrong.
因为神还没动，我们有时候就自己就动。
Because before God started moving, we already started moving.
有时候神动，我们也不动。
And sometimes when God is moving, we don't move.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，与神这个小小的词包括了一个非常重要的原则。
So, brothers and sisters, this term, with God, encaptures a very important principle.Principle.
如果今天我们的生活侍奉要能讨神的喜悦，
If we want our service today to be pleasing to God,
你必须懂得什么叫做在被动中的主动。
We must understand what it means to be passively active.
我希望弟兄姊妹们多多的思想。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will consider this.
这个会叫我们在神面前蒙非常大的一个恩典。
Because this will help us to receive much grace from God.
那么今天晚上呢，我们讲到和好这件事情。
Today we will be speaking upon this matter of reconciliation.
我们知道从人类堕落之后啊，
We know that after mankind fell,
和好这件事情呢，在整个宇宙里面都成为一个非常困难的一件事情。
This matter of reconciliation became a very difficult matter in this world.
这是一个很重要的东西啊。
That is something important.
但是呢，和好非常的不容易。
But peace was very difficult.
你看今天的世界就是这样。
If you look at the world today, this is what it is.
缺少和好。
There's a lack of peace.
所以你看见每个国家的领袖，他们的许多的部长，许多的这些官员们。
We see the world leaders and all their assistants.
天天这么飞来飞去啊。
They are flying everywhere every day.
做什么呢？
What are they trying to do?
做和好的工作。
They are trying to do the work of reconciliation.
有时候我们的总统飞到那个国家跟人家这个谈过，哦，大家互相结盟。
Sometimes, Our president may go to another country, have some discussion, and then form an alliance.
大家就说我们从此之后彼此的大家相和好。
And we may say from this day forward, we will all be friends.
结果呢，又飞到另外一个国家。
And then we fly to another country.
那么又是在那里跟他们要弄和好。
And then we are trying to have peace with that other nation.
有时候呢，这边刚和好，那边又不好了。
And sometimes as soon as you have peace here, you lose the peace there.
所以你看见这个当国家领袖的这些满天飞啊。
So you see that the world leaders are flying everywhere.
他们为什么这么忙呢?
And why are they so busy?
其实他们就是做一件和好的事情。
They are trying to do this work of reconciliation.
并且我们晓得今天这个世界有种族问题，有宗教问题。
And we know that this world has the issue of races and of religion.
有的国家跟国家是永远也不会和好的。
And some countries will never be at peace with one another.
比如像今天以色列跟阿拉伯国家，你永远也不可能和好。
For example, the Israel and the Arab countries will never be at peace.
所以这是人类堕落之后啊。
And this is after the fall of man.
我们知道这个和好变成一个非常艰难困难的一件事。
We know this matter of reconciliation became such a difficult matter.
我们不要讲到那么大的事情。
We don't even need to speak of such great matters.
就是在我们的家庭中。
Even in our own families.
有的时候要和好也不容易。
Sometimes it's difficult for us to have peace.
在我们的同事当中。
Sometimes among our colleagues.
在我们的社会当中。
In our society.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见这个和好是一个很重要的一件事情，但是是一个不容易的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, see that this matter is of peace is such an important matter, and yet so difficult.
今天我们知道这个堕落的性质呢，也进到教会里面。
And today we know that this fallen nature has entered the church.
所以你看见圣徒之间，甚至教会与教会之间要和好也不容易。
And you see that it's difficult for the saints and even among different fellowships to have peace.
那么弟兄姊妹们。 今天, 神要我们做和好的一个大使。
Today, God wants us to do the great, to be the ministers of reconciliation.
要使人能够与神完全和好。
So that we can cause man to be fully reconciled to God.
当然了，这首先呢，哈。 是我们要先明白我们自己怎么能够与神和好。
First, we must understand how we can be reconciled to God.
然后呢，你才能够使人能够与神和好。
And then you can allow people to have peace with God.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们跟神之间的关系好不好呢？
So brothers and sisters, is our relationship with God good or not?
这是一件非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
感谢主啊,
and we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们能与神和好,
we can have peace with God.
在罗马书里面和哥林多后书里面,
and in Romans and also in 2 Corinthians,
讲得非常的清楚,
it speaks of it very clearly.
是神使我们与他和好。
God has caused us to be reconciled to himself.
弟兄姊妹, 我们怎么能与神和好呢?
How could we have peace with God?
我们的神是又公义又圣洁又伟大的神。
Our God is so good, so great, so righteous, and so high.
我们是何等的渺小啊。
And we are so little.
并且呢, 我们又是很败坏的。
And we are so corrupt.
我们跟神之间是完全不相配的。
There's nothing that is in common with God.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以这是神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's love.
对于我们这些渺小微小的人呢,
for us who are such small people,
他展示了他那个无限的度量,
he has demonstrated his full measure.
是他使我们与他和好。
He has caused us to be reconciled to himself.
因为他知道如果我们想要与他和好，根本不可能的。
He knows that if we were the ones who wanted peace, it would be impossible.
那么在哥罗西书第一章里面告诉我们呢,
and Colossians 1 tells us,
我们原来是与他为敌的,
that formerly we were enemies with God.
所以这个和好的对面就是为敌。
We know that the opposite of reconciliation is enemy.
哦，你知道这个敌意充满整个宇宙。
And you know that this enmity has filled the whole universe.
当然我们很清楚, 第一个与神为敌的就是魔鬼，就是撒旦，对吧？
Of course, we know that the first enemy of God was Satan.
所以呢, 撒旦变成了神的仇敌。
So Satan became God's adversary.
那么他不仅自己是神的仇敌,
and not only him.
当神造人的时候,
when God created man,
他使人也与神为敌。
He caused man to become an enemy of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这个哥罗西书就告诉我们。
So brothers and sisters, the book of Colossians.
我们原来就是与神为敌的。
Formerly, we were enemies of God.
人堕落之后，人跟神之间的隔是隔离的，隔绝是非常大的。
After humanity fell, we were so far from God.
就是我们呢，跟神之间呢是没有感觉的，我们也是无知的。
There was no feeling at all towards God.
所以在这个我们没有得救之前呢。
So before we were saved,
我们知道我们对神是没有感觉，也没有知觉的。
We know that we had no feeling towards God.
那个完全是断绝的。
It was completely separated.
那是因为仇敌把一个信子弄进来之后，完全 shut out 这么一个情况。
Because the enemy brought in this condition in which we were completely shut out from God.
然后呢，在因着我们呢堕落之后有恶的行为。
And then because we were fallen, we had evil deeds.
我们这个恶行是与神为敌的。
And these evil deeds were enemies of God.
所以堕落的人呢是站在魔鬼这一面跟神敌对。
So fallen man stands on Satan's side against God.
你看我们没信主前，我们思想中充满各样的邪恶。
You see that before we were saved, our minds were filled with all kinds of evil.
我们不喜欢，也最好是这个世界中没有神，对吧？
And we didn't like God, and we hoped that this world there was no God.
所以你传福音的时候你就感觉到了。
And you can feel that when you preach the gospel.
人里面的抗拒敌对是非常厉害的。
You see how people are so against God.
所以我们本来的情况是在这么一种情况里。
So formerly we were in such a condition.
一方面我们微小败坏，与神不配。
On one hand, we were so small, we were corrupt, we were
unworthy. 然后另外一面呢，我们里面又抗拒神，我们又跟神敌对。
On the other hand, we were against God.
像我们这样的情况，怎么能与神相合呢？
Now, in such a condition, how could we have peace with God?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们真是坏到极点了。
We were corrupt to such a condition.
但是神没有丢弃我们。
But God did not leave us behind.
神不仅预备救恩把我们救回来。
God prepared salvation and he saved us.
他要使我们与他相合。
He wants to cause us to be reconciled to God.
这是何等的恩典啊。
This is such grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，是神使我们与他相合。
Brothers and sisters, God has allowed us to be reconciled to him.
你不要以为说呢，神说好了好了，那我们相合吧，没这么简单。
Now don't assume that God just says, oh, let us have peace, and then it's that simple.
神为的使我们与他相合。
In order for us to be reconciled to him,
他是借着他的儿子流血舍命。
He had to use his son who shed his blood and gave up his life.
所以神是借着基督使我们与他相合。
So God has reconciled us to him through Christ.
在希伯来书第二章十七节里面讲到。
In Hebrews 2:17,
讲到主耶稣是我们的挽回祭。
It says that, God, that Christ is our propitiation for the sins.
这多么宝贵的一件事情呢。
So this is such a precious thing.
是主耶稣用了救恩把我们挽回过来的。
The Lord Jesus has used his salvation to redeem us.
神把我们挽回过来与他和好。
God has redeemed us so that we are in peace with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，他一面除去我们的罪。
On one hand, he has removed our sins.
另外一面，他借着圣灵重生我们。
On the other hand, he has given us rebirth through the Holy Spirit.
让我们里面得着了一个新的生命。
So that within us, we receive a new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你要知道这个相合啊，这不光是大家态度上的问题。
So brothers and sisters, you must know that this matter of peace is more than just an attitude.
比方说从前我跟我弟兄两个是为敌的。
For example, if I were in enmity with my brother.
所以后来经过一些情况我们两个和好了。
And then through some circumstances, we decided to have peace.
好了我们两个和好握个手吧。
So now we shake hands.
好像就从此就和好了。
And it seems as if we have peace.
弟兄姊妹们，神要与我们和好，要我们与他和好。
But if God wants us to have peace with him,
请我们记得，是你里面要有神的生命。
Let us remember, you must have the life of Christ within you.
你才能够与神相合。
And then you can be reconciled to God.
所以这个相合是说明了生命上的一致。
So this means oneness in life.
生命上如果不能一致的话呢？
If you cannot be one in life,
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能与神相合。
Then it is impossible for us to be to be reconciled to God. 不仅在我们个人身上是这样, not only in our own lives, but this is true in the entire church. He has built us into one body to be completely reconciled to God. So God causes each one of us individually to be reconciled to Him. But the entire body must also be reconciled.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这就好像什么呢? 你在一个天平上面,
but sisters, this is as if you're on a balcony.
神站在这边,
and God is standing on one side.
啊, 那么我们在这边,
and we are on the other side.
啊, 圣经里面告诉我们，一我们所有的人，全世界人加起来，还比空气还轻。
As you know, the Bible tells us that if you add up all the people on this earth, we are lighter than air.
你在这个天平上面，我们怎么能跟神那个达到平衡呢？
If we are on a measure, how can we?
那个 scale.
If we are on a scale, how can we measure up to Christ?
啊，乃是什么呢？ 那是基督站到我们这边了。
Because Christ has stood up on our side.
是因为他的儿子站在我们这边。
And because his son stands on our side.
所以我们跟神之间就平衡了。
So the scales are balanced.
哇, 所以呢, 神要我们与他相合。
So God wants us to have peace with him.
神就对他儿子说, 你站到那边去。
And then God tells his son, you must stand on our side.
所以基督站在我们这边。
So Christ stands on our side.
他就让我们跟他平衡了。
And he allows us to be on a same scale.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等的恩典啊,
this is such grace.
这是神何等样的一个思想啊,
it is such a thought in our God.
所以我们知道他不仅是站在我们这一面,
we know that he has stood on our side.
他把他的生命给我们,
he has given us his life.
所以呢, 这个和好的意思就是, 性质相合,
so this matter of reconciliation means that you must be reconciled in nature.
所以这是一个和谐的一个因素。
So this is one requirement to have peace.
你里面要没有神的生命, 没有神的性情, 你根本不可能与神和好。
If you don't have the life of Christ, you cannot have peace with God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 主的救恩 远超过我们所能想象的。
Brothers and sisters, the salvation from our God is much greater than we can imagine.
像我们这么败坏堕落的罪人,
although we are such corrupt and fallen sinners,
神不将 我们的过犯归到我们身上,
God did not add our transgressions upon us.
而神使那个无罪的代替我们这个有罪的,
but God used the sinless to take the place of the sinful.
所以我们就在基督里成为神的义。
So in Christ, we became righteous.
你只有在这个义的当中，你才能与神相合啊。
And only in this righteousness can we have peace with God.
弟兄姊妹, 这是多么重要的一件事情呢?
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important point.
所以呢, 这里告诉我们,
here it tells us,
基督来, 基督成为我们的生命,
Christ has become our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们真是满心地感谢我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we truly want to fully thank our Lord.
这个思想, 弟兄姊妹们, 都远超过我们所能完全明白的。
And this is something that is far beyond what we can imagine.
神多伟大,
God is so great,
多圣洁,
he is so holy,
多公义,
and he is righteous,
他多么有能力,
and he is powerful.
其实像我们这些堕落的人啊, 其实实在不可爱的,
and we who are such fallen people, we are unlovable.
如果你我是神的话呢,
if we were God,
看看这些人真是麻烦啊,
we look at these people, they're such a pain.
算了,
so let's just destroy them.
吹口气就没了,
if he just breathes, then they're gone.
重新创造一批,
let us create a new man.
对不对呢? 这如果是我们的话, 我们就这么做了。
If we were like this, this is what we would have done.
什么还要花很多功夫, 使我们与他和好。
But God spent so much effort in order for us to be reconciled.
弟兄姊妹, 你从你诚实的心里面告诉我,
now you must honestly tell me,
你跟神真的和好吗?
Have you truly been reconciled to God?
神使我们与他和好。
God has caused us to be reconciled.
哎，但是我们看见很多基督徒跟神还是搞不好的。
But we see that many Christians are still not at peace with God.
但是他有无限的恩典和忍耐。
But he has unlimited grace and mercy.
弟兄姊妹们,
and patience.
那你说光是这么一个和好吗？
So you say, is it just this, a reconciliation?
保罗在罗马书第五章就告诉我们,
Paul tells us in Romans 5,
哇, 这个和好, 非常的重要,
that this reconciliation is so important.
刚才我们读的那个圣经啊, 这里说什么呢?
Earlier, what did we read?
他说因为我第十节说因为我们做仇敌的时候借着神的儿子的死得与神和好既已和好就更要他的更因他的身得救了。
Verse 10 says, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
所以首先第一个我们记得
So first, let us remember,
只有在与神和好的光景中
only when we are in the condition of being reconciled to God,
我们才能因他的身得救
then we can be saved by his life.
你看这个英文比较清楚了是因他的生命得救
You see, in English, it says, we shall be saved by his life.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们已经有主的生命。
Today, we already have the life of Christ.
但这个生命如果要能发挥一个救赎的功能
But for this life to fulfill its work of salvation,
你必须要与神之间和好。
You must have peace with God.
你和好，他的生命就能拯救我们。
When you are reconciled, this life can save us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是实在是一个太重要的一件事情了。
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important matter.
我们都晓得，今天主的生命是一切问题的解答。
We know that the life of Christ is the answer to all problems.
仇敌手中最大的权势就是死亡。
Because the greatest power in our enemy's life is enemy's hands.
魔鬼用死亡攻击这个人类。
The devil has used death.To conquer man.
也攻击主的教会。
And it conquered the church of God.
也攻击我们这些基督徒。
And it conquered us Christians.
这是他手中最大的一个权势。
This is his greatest power in his hand.
当然我们得救之后呢他也不可能使我们再下地狱了对不对
Of course, after we're saved, he cannot take us down to hell.
但是他仍旧用死亡攻击我们。
But he still uses death to conquer us.
他可以啊把你这个基督徒啊弄得个不死不活的。
He can put you as a Christian in a state of being neither alive nor dead.
所以你看难怪很多基督徒很软弱啊。
And that's why so many are so weak.
哎呀我们好像有的时候常年都活在软弱里。
Sometimes for many years we live in weakness.
啊有些基督徒啊你说他是活的嘛也不大像。
So some Christians you say, are they alive? It doesn't really seem so.
你说他死了嘛也没完全死。
But if you say, are they dead? They aren't completely dead either.
反正就这么软趴趴的，有气无力的。
So they're weak, they have breath, but no strength.
他没有办法不叫你上天堂。
He cannot prevent you from going to heaven.
但他可以把你弄得个不死不活的。
But he can put you in a state of being neither alive nor dead.
这是仇敌手中的一个权势。
And this is the power in the devil's hands.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒有主的生命，应该每一个人都活得非常的活泼，活得非常有力量，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, we have the life of Christ. We should be very lively, and we should be with much strength.
看看我们的生活。
But look at our lives.
看看我们的聚会。
Look at our gatherings.
看看我们的侍奉。
Look at our service.
真的是活泼有力吗
？Is it truly full of life?
还是软趴趴的
？Or is it weak?
有气无力的
？Without any strength.
啊，所以我常常有时候主日聚会也是看见弟兄姊妹来聚会啊，心里面有点难过。
Sometimes during the Sunday meeting, when I see brothers and sisters come to the gathering, I feel bad in my heart.
很多人来聚会是不得已的，好像。
Some people seem to be forced to come to the gathering.
哎呀，进来的那个脸色也不好看。
When they come into the gathering, they come here with a downcast face.
有气无力的。
They look like they are without any strength.
坐在那里。
They sit there.
唱诗歌。
When they're singing the hymns.
不知道有没有唱，也不知道。
You can't even tell if they're singing or not.
祷告更是没劲。
And then during the prayers, it looks like they're unresponsive.
我常常就跟我们的弟兄姊妹讲，我们那个聚会厅也蛮大的。
And in our meeting place, it is also pretty big.
我说主给我们这么大一个聚会厅啊。
I often tell the brothers and sisters,
什么意思啊?
The Lord has given us such a large meeting place.
就是可以让你尽情地唱诗歌。
That means that you can use your strength to sing hymns.
对吧?你在家里面有时候隔壁有邻居你还不能大声唱诗呢。
Sometimes at home, because of your neighbors, you can't even sing hymns.
现在我们有这么大的一个厅为什么不大声唱诗呢?
Now we have such a large meeting place, why can't we sing songs, sing hymns loudly?
所以你们有时候会听见 我喜欢大声唱诗。
And sometimes you can hear that I like to sing hymns loudly.
我大声唱诗并不是说我要表现什么。
It doesn't mean that I'm trying to show something.
我希望把我的声音充满整个的聚会厅。
I hope that my voice can fill the entire meeting.
把荣耀归给主。
And that all glory goes to God.
把赞美归给主。
All praise goes to our Lord.
祷告也是一样。
And the same is with our prayers.
一祷告的话呢，弟兄姊妹应该是充满整个聚会厅。
When you pray, these prayers should fill the entire meeting place.
我记得我年轻的时候刚蒙恩德，就是我们那个聚会所很小啊。
I remember when I was first saved, our meeting place was very small.
哎呀，我那个年轻时候声音也很大。
And when I was young, my voice was very loud.
那个波饼聚会就说，我这是指着嗓门这么喊的祷告。
And during the breaking of bread, I was praying out very loudly.
哇，散了会那年长弟兄姊妹说，哇，这个小弟兄厉害。
And then after the meeting time ended, the older brother said, oh, this young brother is very good.
他一祷告，把我们会所屋顶都掀掉了。
That when he prays, the entire roof of the meeting place is lifted up.
我们可怜的有这么大个会所。 没什么声音啊。
Now we have such a large meeting place, but it's as if there's no sound.
你真的是活的吗？
Are you truly alive?
你真的是活生生的吗？ 有力量的吗？
Are you truly full of strength?
弟兄姊妹要小心。
Brothers and sisters, you must be careful.
因为仇敌手中握的是死亡的权势。
Because the enemy holds the power of death in his hands.
他就是要把神的儿女们把他弄成个不死不活的。
He wants God's children to be in a state of being neither alive nor dead.
或者像这个启示录那个教会讲的一样。
It is similar to the church in the Revelation.
暗明是活的，其实是死的。
In name you are alive, but actually you are dead.
哦，今天你到处看见很多神的儿女都是这样的。
You see this condition among God's children everywhere.
有气无力的。
There's no
那个是有生命吗？
Is that life?
那不是生命。
That isn't life.
祷告也是一样， 一点的声音都没有。
And it's the same with the prayers. There is no sound at all.
哎呀，我常常有发现，有些弟兄姊妹祷告声音很小。
I notice that sometimes brothers and sisters, when they pray, they pray with a very small voice.
在生活中的时候呢，碰见快乐的事情，碰见朋友的那个喊起来声音好大。
And yet, when they meet their friends or they meet some good circumstances, they can shout with a very loud voice.
所以我说，你只要用那个一半的声音拿到聚会里面来祷告就够了。
So sometimes I say, if you bring just half that volume into the meeting place when you pray, then that's enough.
有的弟兄姊妹祷告那个声音像蚊子一样。Some
people, when they pray, it sounds. The voice is as loud as a mosquito.
根本听不见，我想给他阿门也没办法。
Sometimes you can't even hear it, and it's hard to say amen.
因为不知道他祷告什么呢。
Because you don't know what they're praying.
我也不敢说阿门。
And I don't dare to say amen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are God's
children. 我们里面是有基督复活生命的。
We have the resurrected life of Christ in us.
这个生命是有何等的能力的。
And this life has such strength.
有何等的荣耀的。
And this life is so glorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 应当把这个生命活出来。
Brothers and sisters, we should live out this life.
你们原谅我, 不是说声音大就有生命。
Now, it doesn't mean that if your voice is loud, that means that you have life.
但至少你那个祷告出来是有力量。
But at least when you pray, that prayer is prayed with strength.
你那个唱诗歌是有力量。
And you sing with strength.
你的敬拜充满生命。
Your worship is filled with life.
哇，我们来聚会，欢欢喜喜的来聚会。
We come joyfully to the gathering.
充满里面的爱慕来聚会。
And we are filled with desire to gather.
这个才是基督徒啊。
That is being a Christian.
那么所以你想想看，我们今天的光景是怎样的。
Consider what our condition is.
但是保罗告诉我们,
but Paul tells us,
你第一件事情, 你要与神相合。
The first thing is that you must be reconciled to God.
你与神和好的那个结果是什么呢?
And what is the result of having peace with God?
就会因他的生命而得救。
Then you will be saved by his
life.仇敌可以用死亡攻击我们。
The enemy can attack us with death.
但是基督的生命可以拯救我们。
But the life of Christ can save us.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
他一到哪里,
and wherever he goes,
哪里就充满生命,
there it is filled with life.
他一到哪里,
wherever he goes,
难处就过去了,
the difficulties are past.
今天呢,我们搞了半天,很多难处都过不去。
Today there are so many difficulties that we can't
get past. 我们好像束手无策。
We seem to be without
peace. 我们想用人的方法。
We try to use man's solution.
不,请你记得,
remember,
只有生命的主把生命带进来了。 问题才过去。
Only when the Lord of life brings life in, then the problems are solved.
所以你知道，约翰在晚年的时候
，We see that John in his old age
看见地上教会的光景。
He has already seen the condition of the church.
还没到同一个世纪的末了。
It wasn't even the end of the first century.
教会在地上的光景呢，已经就失去了那个活力了。
And then the church was already losing its strength.
所以他写约翰福音。
And that's why he wrote the gospel.
他写约翰福音做什么呢
？Why did he write his gospel?
他里面写了八个神迹。
There were eight signs.
这八个神迹就告诉我们说什么呢？只要生命的主到哪里。
And these eight signs tell us that wherever the Lord of life goes,
难处就过去。
The difficulties are solved.
不管你什么难处。
Doesn't matter what kind of difficulty.
只要基督一到。
If Christ is there,
生命就进来。
The life enters.
难处就过去了。
And then the difficulties.
所以他在提醒我们。
So he reminds us.
基督徒应该是活的这样的一种生活。
Christians should be living in such a life.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，你愿意像现在这样软趴趴的一直活到主来吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to live in such a weak condition until the Lord returns?
啊，你愿意吗
？Do you want to live like that?
都没有反应。
No response.
啊，不愿意，对不对？我也不愿意。
Not willing, right?
如果我这样的光景，今天主来了，我就很惭愧啊。
If this is the condition when the Lord returns, I feel very ashamed.
基督徒应该是满有生命的。
Christians should be filled with life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要与神和好。
Brothers and sisters, we must be reconciled to God.
第一件事，你要把与神之间的关系把它弄对。
So first, your relationship with God must be right.
我们求主用他的宝血洁净我们。
May the Lord cleanse us with His blood.
所以与神和好是一个非常重要的真理。
So being reconciled with God is such an important truth.
这关乎到我们个人的蒙恩。
This
关乎到整个教会的蒙恩。
This concerns whether the church is receives the Lord's grace.
所以你看约翰福音里面八个神迹。
So we see the eight signs in
John. 我简单的提一下啊。
Let me mention them.
因为这个故事弟兄姊妹熟悉的。
Because brothers and sisters are familiar with this.
你看迦拿的婚宴。
You see the wedding in Cana.
啊，那么酒用尽了。
The wine was used up.
难处来了，对不对
？Difficulties there.
哎，生命的主一到那里
，The Lord of Life arrives.
石缸里面的水就变成酒了。
And then the water in the jars became
那个供应就进来了。
The provision came in.
我们想说呢，主来了不是顶多给我们一点安慰吗？一点鼓舞吗
？We may think that if the Lord comes, He just brings some comfort.
不，生命一进来。连物质的事物都可以改变。
No, when the life comes in, even the physical things can be changed.
啊，所以主耶稣的生命是一个无穷无尽的供应的生命。
We see that this life is one that provides far beyond measure.
家庭有问题吗
？Is there a problem in your family?
婚姻有问题吗
？Is there a problem in your marriage?
让基督的生命进来。
Let the life of Christ enter.
这生命一进来
，And when this life enters,
难处就过去了。
The difficulty leaves.
啊，我们以为说呢，要用道理。用和解的方式，弟兄姊妹，不，生命进来就解决了。
We thought that we had to use some kind of theory or logic, but no. If the life comes in, the problem's fixed.
我们能相信吗
？Do we believe that?
弟兄姊妹，的确是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed the case.
然后我们看见那个大臣的儿子发烧，快死了。
And we see that the nobleman's son had a fever and was near death.
这个大臣是有地位，是有才干的人。
This nobleman had much.Power, and he had
但是碰到儿子生病了也没办法。
But when his son was sick, there was nothing he could do.
他有简单的信心。
Thank the Lord, he had simple faith.
他到主面前去了。
He went before the Lord.
所以主说一句话，他儿子就好了。
And if the Lord spoke a word, his son was healed.
所以生命的主来了，病就得医治。
When the Lord of Life came, the sickness was healed.
请你记得啊。
Please remember.
这个医治啊，是隔空的医治。
This healing goes.
Your distance.
This healing was done in distance.
啊，他不是去摸他，给他按手什么？他没有。
He didn't go to lay his hands on him.
他只讲一句话，那边就好了。
He just spoke a word, and there it was good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，约翰为什么记载这些神迹啊
？Brothers and sisters, why did John record these?
他告诉我们这个生命的全能呢、啊、
？He wants to tell us of the source of life.
今天我们何等的需
We need this life and to be saved.
然后呢,第五章38年的瘫子,
and chapter 5, there was the man who was a paralytic for 38 years. He lay there for 38 years.
他寄望一个神迹,
he hoped for a miracle.
希望一个宗教的方法,
he looked for a religious solution.
没有用,
there was no use. He was basically hopeless. They said that the angel would come and stir the water. We don't know if that was real or not. Perhaps when the wind blew over the water started moving and people thought it was an angel. And they even had a requirement that the first to walk in. Who established such a rule?
所以呢, 大家抢着, 那么对摊子来讲的话呢,
so everyone would rush in, but for a paralytic, there was no way he would get in first. He lay there for 38 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 又愚昧,
brothers and sisters, it was foolish, and there was no hope.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
主来了,
the Lord came.
生命的主来了,
the Lord of life came.
主说起来,
the Lord says, stand up, take your mat, and walk.
这叫什么?生命进来了。
This is the life coming in.
因这个生命而得救。
You are saved by this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 今天呢, 不管你觉得生命呢, 多软弱, 多瘫痪, 主的生命进来就有力量。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how weak you feel this life is, if His life comes in, then there is strength.
然后五饼二鱼来了。
Then the five loaves and two fish.
当然我们看见这五饼二鱼给了五千个男人，那个数的五千人是五千个男丁啊。
And we see that the five loaves and two fish fed 5,000 men.
所以如果加上妇人孩子，恐怕是上万人了。
If you add the women and the children, there could have been tens of thousands of people.
五饼二鱼叫上万人吃饱了。
So the five loaves and two fish causing tens of thousands of people to be healed.
14个篮子。
And there were
12个篮子,
and there are still 12 basketfuls left.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当然我们看见这是一个丰富的供应, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, we see that this is such an abundant provision.
但是你仔细读那个故事啊,
but if you read that story,
其实呢, 主是考验门徒的,
we see that the Lord was testing his disciples.
约翰福音就告诉我们,
and the book of John tells us,
约翰就故意, 主就是故意试验腓力,
God was testing Philip.
啊, 主对腓力说, 你给他们吃,
the Lord told Philip, you give them to eat.
约翰就告诉我们说呢, 主自己心里面知道, 怎么做,
and John tells us that the Lord knew in his heart what to do.
但是他要试验腓力,
but he wanted to test Philip.
所以今天呢, 我们在侍奉上也是这样, 主把我摆在各式各样的试验里面,
so today the Lord places us in so many different trials.
呀, 我们看看今天这个局面, 看看这个情况, 感觉, 呵, 好像没什么希望,
if we look at the situation, we may think that there is no hope.
我们也供应不上, 对不对?
And we can't provide.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的眼不能离开主耶稣啊,
but our eyes cannot depart from our Lord.
那位荣耀的主, 生命的主, 他的生命一进来, 整个光景就活了。
The Lord of life enters, and then the entire situation changes.
大家都得饱足了。
Everyone was filled.
哎呀, 你知道, 这个饥饿的问题啊, 这也是今天地上的,
you know that this matter of hunger is such a big problem in the church.
好多地方呢, 神的儿女们都吃不饱,
many places God's children cannot be filled. How is this?
啊, 我有时候去一些聚会, 哎呀, 那弟兄姊妹碰见我, 孙弟兄啊, 我们饿死了。
Sometimes if I go to a gathering, the brother and sister will say, brother, son, we seem to have been starved.
哎, 我说你怎么饿死了呢?
I would say, how have you been starved?
他说我们一点供应都没有。
They said, we have no provision.
我说主在这里还没有供应吗?
I said, if the Lord is here, how is there no provision?
摸不到生命,
but if you don't touch the Lord, you don't touch the life.
只有一个外边聚会的形式,
you just have the outward form of gathering.
你里面没有得饱足,
your spirit has not been filled.
你过的是什么基督徒生活?
What kind of Christian life is that?
弟兄姊妹, 我们基督徒的生活应该每天都是什么? 福杯满溢。
Brothers and sisters, every day in our Christian life, where our cup should be filled.
我们今天在座弟兄姊妹有多少人天天都是福杯满溢的?
Now for those who are sitting here, how many of you have your cups overflowing every day?
啊, 都不敢讲呢。
And no one dares to say.
可能处在半饥饿状态吗?
Are you still in a situation of being half-starved?
不错,也有点吃,但是没吃饱。
Yes, you've eaten a little, but you're not satisfied.
不,这不正常。
But that is not normal.
弟兄姊妹们，聚会是神的命令。
Gathering is God's command.
他是要把恩典祝福带给我们的。
He wants to bring us grace.
每一次的聚会应该都是灵里面饱饱足足的。
In each gathering, we should be filled in our spirit.
哎呀，我记得无数个日子啊。
I remember so many days ago.
从我蒙恩得救到今天。
From the time I was saved.
多少的聚会，我们去聚会，聚完会这个灵里面真是饱足啊。
After going to the meeting place, in our spirit, we truly are filled.
真是快乐。
It is so joyful.
哇，那个影响我们的生活都快跑跟随主。
And that influences our life so that we run quickly after our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天我们的光景正常吗？
Brothers and sisters, is our condition today normal?
所以要与神和好。
So we must be reconciled to God.
只有当你把你和神之间的关系弄对了，
Only when your relationship with God is right.
你就经历生命的救恩。
Then you experience the salvation of life.
那么我们看见接着呢，就有主耶稣在水面上行走。
And then we see the Lord walking on the water.
平静了整个风和海。
And he calms the storm.
我们知道主耶稣到地上来，他这个不是为了表演啊。
We know that the Lord didn't come onto earth to be a performer.
他到地上来就是告诉我们，他所带来的生命是一个何等样的生命。
He came to this earth to show us what kind of life he brought.
因为这是一个非受造的生命。
Because this is a non-created life.
是神的生命。
It is the life of God.
这个生命连天地都可以管住的。
And this life can control the entire heavens and earth.
可以在水面上行走的。
It can walk on the water.
这些都是反常的现象，对不对？
These are all
是超然的现象。
Supernatural situation.
我们有谁可以在水面上走啊？
Who can walk on water?
但是这个生命是可以的。
But this life can.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们，今天呢，我们外面所发生的一切的环境呢，其实我们里面有一个生命是有这个能力可以管制住这些的。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us that all the outward circumstances we see, we have a life that can control these things.
就看你跟主到底有多和好。
But how are you reconciled to our God?
你们 有人知道这个圣法兰西斯的故事吗？
Does anyone know the story of Saint
Francis?
Saint Francis of Assisi.
Assisi 的那个 Saint Francis 他的故事。他呢，他一个习惯，每天早晨起来到那个树林里面去祷告。
He had a habit of going into the forest to pray every morning.
有一天他跑到那个树林里面去祷告。
One day he went to the forest.
哇，结果来了一大堆的鸟啊！
And then there were so many birds that came.
啊，你知道这个鸟都是很吵的，叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳的，那么吵。
And we know that the birds are very noisy.
他就跪在那祷告，很就觉得很bother，很困扰啊。
He knelt there to pray, but he felt very bothered.
哎呀，祷告不下去了。
And he couldn't continue praying.
他就忽然站起来了。
Then he stood up.
他说：“现在是祷告时间，安静。”
He said, "Now is the time to pray. Be silent."
哎呦，结果怎么一下？马上这个鸟一声都没有了。
And instantly there was no sound of any birds.
他就跪下来好好祷告。
Then he knelt down to pray.
祷告完了。
As soon as he was done praying.
现在祷告完了可以叫了。
He said, "Now that I'm done praying, you can start calling again."
哦，这鸟叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳。
And you hear the sounds of the birds.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是我们的弟兄特别。
Brothers and sisters, this isn't because our brother was special.
这里面有这个生命。
But the life was there.
你记得当初神造人的时候啊。
Remember that when God created man.
神就告诉我们，我们可以管理海里的鱼、空中的飞鸟的。
He told us that we could rule over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea.
因为我们堕落了，我们的生命没能力了。
Because we are fallen, we don't have any strength.
现在这个非受造的生命在我们的里面。
Now the uncreated life is within us.
他是有这个能力的。
And he has that power.
哦，在教会历史上这种经历还蛮多的。
And you see that this situation happens many times in church history.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要叫这个生命在我们里面发挥功用，能够拯救我们。
So this life must fulfill its purpose within us and save us.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us,
你要与神和好。
You must be reconciled to God.
啊，你必须要与神和好。
You must be reconciled to God.
所以呢，每个基督徒
，So every Christian，
都应该把你和神之间的关系把它弄对了。
Should have a right relationship between yourself and God.
啊，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
然后我们看见主耶稣叫个生来瞎眼的人看见。
And we see that God, that Jesus calls a man who was born blind to see.
然后呢，叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And then Lazarus rose from the dead.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这些都是大的神迹，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, these were such great miracles.
啊，这说明什么呢？ 他们因基督的生命而得救。
We see that they were saved by the life of Christ.
是啊，死了他都能叫你活。
Because even when they were dead, God could cause them to rise from the dead.
弟兄姊妹们，到最后一个神迹。
And the last miracle.
那个一百五十三条大鱼。
The 153 fish.
那么我们看见。主在那不是光是叫他们钓到这些鱼啊。
We see that the Lord wasn't simply causing them to catch these fish.
最重要是挽回彼得。
The important thing was that he was restoring Peter.
哇，彼得的失败是多么的厉害啊。
We know that Peter had a great failure.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，按我们人来看都没希望。
From our own perspective, we think that he's hopeless.
我们中间有没有弟兄姊妹曾经发咒起誓否认过主的有没有
Brothers and sisters, are there any among us who have cursed and denied our Lord?
我们软弱是软弱，我们还不至于像彼得这么厉害，发咒起誓否认主啊。
We may be weak, but we haven't been weak to the point that we curse and we deny our Lord.
如果今天有一个人呢，发咒起誓的这么来否认你
，But if someone today curses and swears and denies you,
你会怎么感觉
？How would you feel?
我们这一辈子恐怕都恨死他了。
Perhaps you would hate him forever.
你会去找他和好吗
？Would you look for him to be reconciled to him?
会吗
？Would you?
人家只不过得罪我们一点点，我们就过不去了，对不对啊
？If anyone sins against us even a little bit, we can't get past that.
不要说过得罪这么大。
It doesn't even have to be such sinning. It doesn't have to be against us in such a great way.
这个生命是一个挽回的生命。
But this is a life that restores.
任何一个情况都把他挽回过来。
In any condition, he will redeem him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，保罗在罗马书五章所讲到的与神相合，是一个非常重要的经历。
So when Paul speaks of being reconciled to God in Romans 5, it is such an important experience. 啊，
所以他告诉我们，我们与神和好的第一个好处，就是能因他的生命而得救。
And the first good thing that of being reconciled to him is that we shall be saved by his life.
今天呢，主的生命已经在我们里面。
Today the life of God is already in us.
但是有的时候这个生命达不到所发生的事情上面。
But sometimes this life does not attain to what is going on.
你没有经历这个救恩，对不对
？You haven't experienced this salvation.
所以这是保罗告诉我们的与神和好的第一个福分。
So this is the first blessing of being reconciled to God.
哎，这还不是，到此为止啊。
But this isn't the end.
你看见他下面再继续说什么呢
？What does he continue to say?、
啊、保罗就说了，不但如此。
And not only this.
啊，所以呢，不光是这样了、啊。
So there's more.
在第十一节说，不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好。也就借着他以神为乐。
In verse 11, it says, And not only this, but we exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们，我们第二个福分可以以神为乐。
The second blessing is that we exult in God.
哎呀，这个实在有点不太好领会啊。
So this may not be easy to understand.
什么叫做以神为乐呢
？What does it mean to exult in God?
啊，如果我对弟兄姊妹讲，我们可以以吃为乐，你懂对不对
？Now, if I say that we can rejoice in eating, you may understand that.
我们一吃好东西都很快乐。
Whenever we eat good things, we are very happy.
或者看好风景为乐。
Or perhaps if you are joyful in seeing a good scenery, or you receive something good.
什么叫做以神为乐呢
？But what does it mean to joy in Christ?
那么你知道这个乐啊，在希腊的原文里面。
But this word, joy or exult,
就是荣耀的意思。
It means to glorify.
啊，也就是夸口的意思。
Or it means to boast.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那就是说呢。今天呢，我们不仅这个生命得救，我们还可以盼望神的荣耀。
That means that our life has been saved, but even more, we can hope in His glory.
不仅盼望神的荣耀
，Not only hope in God's glory.
我们可以在生活中活得非常的荣耀。
In life, we can live gloriously. 哇，
今天我们看见真正荣耀的基督徒也不多啊。
Today we see that there are very few Christians who are glorious.
啊，基督徒活得脸上放光彩的。
But Christians should live so that their faces shine.
像那个像摩西一样，摩西进到会幕里面出来的时候，脸上就放光彩。
Like Moses, when he went into the tabernacle, tent of meeting, and he came out, his face shone.
我年轻的时候有个弟兄很好笑啊。
When I was young, there was a brother who was very funny.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
He said, brothers and sisters, do you know?
我如果去亲近神啊,
if I draw close to God,
等一下我出来, 我的脸就放光了。
Says, when I come out, my face will shine.
所以有一次他看见我了。
So once he saw me,
诶, 他说你看我的脸有没有放光了。
He said, look at me, does my face look like it's shining?
我说我看不出什么光。
I said, I can't tell that there's any light.
他说没有放光啊。
He said, no.
我说没有。
I said, no.
那弟兄姊妹们不是脸上放光。
It doesn't mean that your face.
当然，你里面快乐的时候。
Of course, when you're joyful inside.
你自然你的脸色不一样，对不对？
Of course, your facial expression.
一个快乐的人跟一个忧愁的人。 那个气色就是不一样。
A happy person and a sorrowful person.
如果今天神在你里面是你的快乐。
If God is your joy within you.
弟兄姊妹，每个人都看得出来的。
And brothers and sisters, everyone can tell.
啊，今天如果有人快乐，你看那个脸色就不一样。
Today, if you see someone who's happy, they look different.
我们可怜呐。
We are so unfortunate.
我们有的时候好像只有那什么儿女结婚呢，你看这个爸爸妈妈很快乐。
Sometimes you only see the parents joyful when their parent when their children are married, and you see that their facial expression is different. And you see that the bride and the groom have different expression.
就是我们天天活在神的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we live in Christ. Every day.
他成我们心中的喜乐。
He is a joy of our life.
那么我们的脸色就会不一样。
And then our face will be different.
啊。 我们希望看见呢很多笑脸的基督徒。
We hope to see many Christians who are smiling.
你不喜欢看见那个愁苦的基督徒。You
don't like to see Christians who are always downcast.
所以今天如果我们在这里聚会，每一次来聚会，每个弟兄姊妹在家里面已经享受这个快乐。
So as we come together, if you have already experienced the joy of Christ in your own family,
哇！一进来聚会，每个弟兄姊妹都是这个很光彩的。
Then when all brothers and sisters they come into the meeting place and they're shining, and then the meeting place is different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这个不是一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a doctrine.
这是一个经历。
This is an experience.
我曾经碰见过一些基督徒。
I once encountered some Christians who were like this.
他们病了，已经病得不得了的病。
They had some very serious sickness.
但是你看见他说脸色。 有光彩的,
but when you see them, their faces are shining.
因为主神是他心中的喜乐,
because God is their joy in their heart.
弟兄姊妹们, 与神相合, 就有这一种的结果。
Brothers and sisters, when you are reconciled to God, there is this result.
哎呀, 我们呢, 今天真的是有时候感觉我们的生活反常。
Sometimes we feel that our life is truly abnormal.
我们说跟朋友在一起很快乐。
Sometimes we are happy when we're with our friends.
我们跟神在一起好像不快乐。
But then when we're with God, we don't seem to be happy. But that's wrong.
只有你跟神在一起才是最快乐。
Only when you're with God are you most happy.
每次摸到主的同在。
You encounter the Lord's presence.
叫我们里面有满足的喜乐，对不对？
And it gives us much joy within us.
我们基督徒应该活这样的生活。
Christians should be living such a life.
所以呢。 与神相合, 这是多么重要的一件事情。
So it is so important to have peace with God.
所以请我们记得, 保罗说, 当你与神相合,
Let us remember, Paul says that when you have reconciled with God,
第一个就可以因他的生命得救。
First, you are saved by his life,
什么难处都可以过去。
And all difficulties will be taken
away. 第二个方面, 你如果与神相合,
And second, if you are reconciled to God,
你的生命充满喜乐。
Your life is filled with joy.
里面满了。 这个满足,
and you are satisfied within yourself.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以你要做一个使者,
do you want to be
an apostle?
Ambassador, you must cause people to be reconciled to God. First, you must understand what it means to be reconciled to God. We must first have this experience. You live in this condition of being reconciled to God. You experience the strength of his life. You experience the satisfaction of his life brings. And then you know how precious it is. Then you can encourage others to be reconciled to God.
所以认真讲啊,
so to be is faithful.
今天我们的服事是什么呢?
What is our service today?
啊, 不是光做事情,
it isn't just to do things.
最重要是什么?
The most important thing is to encourage people to be reconciled to God.
啊, 我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
We must encourage brothers and sisters to be reconciled to God.
因为你与神和好了。
If you have peace with God,
你自然就容易跟与人和好。
Then naturally you can have peace with other people.
今天我们跟人不能和好啊。
Today we have no peace with others.
多半都是因为我们跟神还没弄好呢。
Most of the time it's because we haven't had peace
with God. 如果你跟神之间的关系是正常是和好的。
If your relationship with God is normal.
定规呢弟兄姊妹们你也能够怎么样是。也能跟人和好。
Then you should be able to also have peace with others.
所以我们知道今天人堕落之后啊。
We know that after man was fallen.
我们每一个人里面都有败坏的天性。
Each one of us has this fallen nature.
老实讲我们人是活在这个敌意当中的。
We live in this state of enmity.
啊那么所以如果在教会中弟兄姊妹们充满敌意。
And in the church, if we are filled with enmity,
这个教会怎么能合一呢
Then how can there be unity in the church?
主老早知道我们。
The Lord knew us.
你看旧约时代那个以色列人跟外邦人是没办法合一的。
We see that in the Old Testament, the Israelites could not have peace with the Gentiles.
感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
主的救恩使我们能合一。
The Lord's salvation has allowed us to be one.
我们那里聚会啊有一个阿拉伯的一个年轻人。
In our meeting place, there is a young Arab.
哟感谢主啊。不知道哪个年轻人把他带来聚会啊
Thank the Lord, we don't know which young person brought him to the meeting place. And he became a Christian.
心里面非常的快乐。
He was full of joy in his heart.
哇他每次读圣经他就很受感动。
Each time he read the word of God, he was moved.
不后来他跟我们讲他说他是不敢回去。
But he says, I don't dare go back.
他说我回去我父亲一定把我打死。
He says, if I go back, my father will definitely kill me.
他只好留在美国。
So now he has to stay in
the US. 但是你每次看他来聚会啊很快乐。
But every time you see when he comes to the gathering, he is full of joy.
阿拉伯人。
He is an Arab.
但是跟我们之间呢一点敌意都没有。
But there is no enmity between us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，只有基督能够把仇敌所种下去的敌意把它消除了。
Only Christ can remove the enmity that the enemy has planted within us.
叫我们与神和好。
We can have peace with God.
叫我们与人和好。
And we can have peace with others.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，侍奉就是要叫人与神和好。
Brothers and sisters, service is to cause people to be reconciled to God.
侍奉就是叫人与人之间和好。
Service is to cause people to be reconciled with one another.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个和好不是一件简单的事。
This matter of peace is not a simple matter.
主耶稣要流血舍命才能使人和好。
The Lord had to shed his blood and give his life in order to bring peace.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So we need the Lord's mercy.
你看每次一和好大家就很快乐对不对
You see that when we are reconciled, everyone is full of joy.
我最近一段时间去香港我里面得到很大的安慰。
Recently when I went to Hong Kong, I was filled with much I was comforted greatly.
因为我看见本来两个团体充满敌意的。
Because I saw two groups that were formerly enemies.
大家在一条街上彼此不来往。
In the past, if they were walking on the same street, they would not recognize one another.
感谢主啊！最近啊，我去的时候我就发现呢，他们呢，弟兄姊妹彼此可以有交通了。
But thank the Lord, recently when I went, I noticed that those two groups of brothers and sisters could fellowship with one another.
于是我就听说他们两边的负责弟兄们呢，大家一起去吃了一顿饭。
And I heard that once the responsible brothers from both sides came to
had a meal together. 交通非常的愉快。
And they had very good fellowship.
哎呀，这真的是一个。好消息啊
Truly, that is good news.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的服事应该促进的是叫人与神和好。
Brothers and sisters, our service should truly cause people to be reconciled to God. 啊，
我们的服事是要促进的是叫人与人之间和好。
Our service should cause people to be reconciled with one another.
圣徒与圣徒之间的和好。
And for reconciliation among saints.
所以保罗说呢，这是一个和好的执事。
So Paul says that this is a ministry of reconciliation.
主拣选我们做大使。
The Lord has chosen us to be ambassadors.
大使的使命。就是要做和好的工作。
And as ambassadors, we are to do the work of reconciliation.
所以你看见今天这个世界就是这样。
You see that the world is like this.
啊， 我们的大使派到你们的国家。
If we send our ambassadors to another country,
你们的大使派到我们的国家。
And you send your ambassadors to our country.
这些大使做什么？
What are these ambassadors doing?
就竭力促使这个国家与我们自己的国家和好，对不对呢？
They are working hard to maintain peace among these two countries.
他们的使命是这个。
This is their commission.
哦，所以他们在那个国家里面交朋友，要做很多的工作。
So they have to do a lot of work and make a lot of friends in that other country.
就是使我们两个国家之间呢，彼此能够更多来往。
It is to encourage relations between these two countries.
啊，彼此能够和好。
To have peace among these two countries.
哇，我们的人民可以到你这来，你的人民可以到我们那里去。
Our citizens can go to your place, and your citizens can come here.
所以你知道，全世界都在做这个工作呢。
This is the work that the entire world is doing.
但是我们知道，非常的困难。
But we know that it's very difficult.
今天弟兄姊妹，教会更是这样。
Today the church is even more so like.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是主的使者。
All brothers and sisters are God's ambassadors.
我们做使者的使命是什么呢？
And what is our commission?
就要使人与神和好。
It is to bring reconciliation between God and man.
使圣徒之间彼此和好。
For saints to be reconciled to one another.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神是为着他荣耀的旨意。
We know that God is working for His glorious will.
所以每个弟兄姊妹，首先我们要注意我们跟神之间的关系。
So brothers and sisters, we must first focus on our relationship between God and man.
啊，要靠着基督的救恩，靠着他的宝血。
And we must rely on the salvation of our Lord Jesus and His blood.
活在与神和好的光景中。
To live in a right relationship with God. 啊，
所以你看见旧约圣经里面。
If you look at the Old Testament,
哦，有的人真是跟神好啊。
Some people were very close to God.
像亚伯拉罕，对不对？
For example, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕最后被称作什么？是神的朋友。
In the end, Abraham was called the friend of God.
是天天跟神在一起有交通的。
Daily, he had fellowship with God.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，在旧约圣经，很多人摩西也是这样。
Moses was also the same.
有很多众先知也是这样。
And many prophets were like this.
啊，有很多的领袖们都是这样。
And many kings were like this.
他们跟神之间有亲密的关系。
They had such a close relationship
with God. 到了新约时代。
And in the New Testament.
那么主耶稣到了一个时候，主说：“我不再称你们为仆人。”
At one point, the Lord said, "I no longer call you servants.
我称你们为朋友。”
But I call you friends.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这是。主说这个话是什么意思呢？
What does the Lord mean by saying this?
就是要叫他们跟主之间能够完全的和好。
He wants there to be full reconciliation among themselves.
哎呀，你知道今天这个世界有很多的时候呢，不要说外邦在教会里面的人地位很高。
Brothers and sisters, we know that in the outside world there are many positions, and even in the church.
因为呢，如果你地位高，你看别人低，你就很难跟他和好了，对不对？
If you think that you're in a high place and you see someone lower than yourself,
哇，有人看他这个地位这么高，我们也不太敢去接近他。
It is hard for you to be reconciled, or if you see someone who's higher than you, it's difficult to be reconciled.
主耶稣来了，他就是要把我们带到这个友好的光景中。
But the Lord has come here to bring us all to a place of reconciliation.
Friendship.
To friendship.
带到这个朋友的这个地位上。
He wants us all to be friends.
这样的话呢，彼此可以交通。
And then you have fellowship with one another.
对不对？所以我们说今天的教会里没有这个阶级制度的。
And that's why we say that there is no ranking in the church.
我不记得有没有跟你们讲过，曾经我们有个姊妹啊。
And I don't know if I've told you this before, but once.
她是香港。一个中学毕业。
There was a sister who had graduated from high school in Hong Kong.
她有一次呢，但后来他们读大学了，就不在一起了。
And of course, for university, they were not in the same place.
有一天，她在路上碰见了她那个高中的同学。
But once on the road, she happened to meet her high school classmate.
通常见面都叫名字的。
And usually, when you meet your classmate, you will say by
name. 她很高兴在马路上碰见她了。
But she was very happy to see
him. 他就喊那个人，哎，某某人。
And then she said, "Hey, over there."
结果那个人回头过来说，你怎么可以叫我的名字啊？
And then that person said, "How could you call my name?"
他说，你现在怎么了？
And she said, "What happened to you?"
我现在是牧师。
And he said, "Now I am a pastor."
叫我牧师。
You must call me pastor.
怎么可以叫我的名字呢？
How can you call me by my name?
哎呦，你知道那天那个姊妹回来说，她跟我讲她。 难过得不得了。
And that day, when the sister came back, she said that she felt so bad.
她非常受伤。
She was very hurt.
她说我们从前在高中的时候，大家这么喊名字喊来喊去，大家很熟悉的嘛，对不对、啊、
？And she said that back when we were in high school, we would just call each other by name.
她现在怎么变了呢
？We're very familiar, but he's changed.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，你知道人与人之间呐、啊，哼，不简单。
But sisters, you know that it is difficult for relationships between one and another.
只有我们主最好。
Only our Lord is the best.
你知道那些门徒们跟主之间这个天差地别的，对不对
？You know that the disciples were so much different from their Lord.
但是主说，我愿意称你们为朋友。
But the Lord said, "I'm willing to call you friends."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们越读圣经
，the more we read the Bible，
我们越认识我们的神
，the more we know our God。
哎呀，我们就觉得我们的神是多么的慈爱的神。
Then we know that our God is so full of loving kindness.
是多么温柔的神。
And he is so meek.
是多么谦卑的神。
And he is so humble.
啊，他愿意跟他所创造的人能够做朋友。
He is willing to be friends with those whom he had created.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要知道，今天我们能与神和好。
Let us know that today we can be reconciled to God.
是神使我们与他和好的。
Because God has caused us to be reconciled.
所以今天呢，我们做和好的这个大使。
Today, as ambassadors doing the work of reconciliation.
我们知道要叫人和好是需要付代价的。
We know that you have to pay a price to bring peace.
但是侍奉的价值就在这里。
And this is the price of service.
所以我们希望在教会里面所有的弟兄姊妹们都彼此和好。
So may all brothers and sisters in the church be reconciled to one another.
啊，我们合而为一。
May we be united as one.
我们一起跟神。
And together we follow God and be reconciled to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们要懂得侍奉的意义。
Brothers and sisters, we must understand the purpose of service.
要把正确的服事摆在主的跟前。
To bring the right service before our Lord's feet.
我昨天晚上已经讲过。
Last night I already mentioned.
今天教会里面最大的难处在侍奉。
Today's greatest difficulty in the church is service.
因为我们服事的不对。
Because we don't serve right.
如果我们侍奉的对。
If we serve correctly.
教会不应该是这样的光景的。
The church should not be in such a condition.
所以求主借他的话给我们一点光。
So may the Lord enlighten us through his word.
啊，也求主给我们恩典。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
那我们首先能够活在神话语的实际的里面。
That first we live in the reality of his word.
也让主的恩典借着我们的服事能流入到别人身上。
And by our service, may the Lord's grace flow to other people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天侍奉主。
Today as we serve God，
主把使人与神和好的职分托付给我们。
The Lord has entrusted us the ministry of reconciliation.
所以我们希望我们能记得。
May we remember this.
也愿意所有的弟兄姊妹在不多的年日里面。
And as the days are few。
活在与主和好的那个实际里面。
May we live in the reality of being at peace with God.
愿主因这些话祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us with these words.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
你的恩典和慈爱，我们没有办法用言语来述说。
We cannot fully express your grace and your loving kindness.
你向我们所怀的意念真是又多又宝贵。
And your intentions towards us are precious and good.
我们是什么人呢
？Who are we？
我们只不过是堕落的罪人。
We are just fallen sinners.
我们原来是与你为仇为敌的。
Formerly we were your enemies.
我们是远离你的人。
We were far from you.
今天你不仅把我们救赎回来。
Today you have saved us.
你还使我们能够与你和好。
Even more, you have given us peace with yourself.
我们感谢你借着主耶稣基督所付上的何等样的代价。
We thank you that through the great price that our Lord Jesus paid.
我们感谢你为我们付的代价。
We thank you for this price you paid.
我们也求你让我们认识这些真理的重要。
And may you help us to understand the importance of these truths.
让我们首先活在与神和好的光景中。
May we first live in the right state of reconciliation with God.
生命的拯救
，May we experience the salvation of life，
经历生命所带来的喜乐
，And may we experience the joy that comes with life。
愿我们里面有一个满足的生活
，May we be satisfied in our lives。
我们也能够把这个恩典传递到别人的身上
，And may we pass this grace to others。
主啊，我们愿意做你的使者
，Lord, we are willing to be your ambassadors。
让我们能够 把人都带到与你相合的光景中。
May we bring all people before you to be reconciled.
求你在不多的日子的里面。
And that since the days are few.
你把一切侍奉所需要的意义恢复起来。
May you restore all the things, all the meaning of service.
好叫教会在地上能荣耀你的圣名。
That the church may glorify your name.
谢谢你给我们的眷顾。
We thank you for keeping us.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.